First up tonight, the pot.
That's just fucking brilliant! Great! Thanks, Karma! Thanks a fucking ton! Stuck in a fucking dream again. Just what I needed. I bet that right this friggin' moment, something supernatural but really fucking stupid is gonna show up and be an ass or something. I hate these tricks.
You called?
I knew it. A talking wolf. Can I for once wake up in a dream that actually makes sense? So who the hell are you anyway? Might as well get all this bullshit over with so I can get out of here.
I am Monroe, the alpha of the pack that roams this forest.
What the hell do you mean, forest? This is just a lame gray open air. Whoa, what the fuck? Where did all these trees come from?
Your human ways might be confusing for a wolf such as I, but I still feel the need to confirm my theory. Did you seriously not notice these trees until now? Or are you just that dull?
Are you fucking insulting me, Furfag?
Why, yes, I am.
It's official. I fucking hate my dreams.
Now then, putting your pointless misery aside and moving on to the matter at hand, how about a cup of tea?
Wait, what? Tea? How does a wolf even drink tea?
Like anyone else would, my boy.
Oh, sweet mother of God, what the hell is that?
My name is Nigel T. Merry, the very incarnation of your nightmares. Pleased to meet you. How about some darling?
Ah, that would be just fine, Nigel. Nothing for the brat, though. Knowing him, he'd be far too dim-witted to figure out how to put the teacup back down without making noise.
Why the hell would I need to know how to do that? That's just fucking pointless!
Now, little boy, calm it down. No reason to be offended by Mr. Monroe's words.
Calm down? Calm down? How the fuck am I supposed to calm down with you here?
You know what they say. You have to face your fears to overcome them.
I would have thought you'd figured that out by now, you dumb little pup.
Don't fucking call me dumb, you piece of shit fucking animal!
Mind your language, child! I will not tolerate you speaking to me like that, boy!
Oh, crap, kid. You're screwed now!
What? What the? No! No! Get the fuck away from me!
And yet another one runs off. They never do learn, do they?
They never, ever do.
Okay, the pot.
Alright, the pot.
It was under 3 minutes, first of all, which I always check for.
Okay.
I hope somebody screws up and doesn't do and goes over, because then it'll make our job much easier.
It does make our job easier. Unless they're good, then I'm going to really regret it.
While I thought that Nigel T. Merry was hilarious when he first came in, I don't know if it was a well-thought-out voice.
Because it was just this, and everybody can do this.
Okay. I have a very big issue with this voice. Number one, because I actually got a role doing that voice. And something I've noticed about doing that voice is it's extremely hard to understand somebody when you're doing it. It's really hard to emote because you have to take in so much so much breath, and it's just so hard.
Why would you even audition with that voice?
Because it was to sound like a bug. And I was like, I don't know how to sound like a bug. I'm just going to do this.
Nice.
I've gotten it to the point where you can actually sort of understand me, I hope. But, yeah.
Your Dark Wolf character, I think, came out of the voice towards the end. It was a lot deeper in the beginning, I feel
it
like.
It was.
Towards the end, it was not as deep.
It's like the reverse of Dark Wolf, who started out, you know, mid-ranged and now sounds super deep. I don't think the Dark Wolf character had a lot of personality. I mean, it's like, I'm an asshole from out of the sky. Listen to me, don't I sound like an asshole?
Did he?
Did he sound like an asshole? Not really. He just sounded like a voice.
He was Dark Wolf. What are you talking about?
And then the first character, I'd never caught his name, but he was really annoying. and he was shouting, like, the entire time. So, I don't know.
Are you still talking?
No.
Yeah, the first character, I don't know, I thought that the voices were distinct. I don't know, the first character was almost, a caricature and not a character.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like the characters were very well rounded, but they were distinct, and that was the challenge, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, but the challenge is to make personalities distinct, not voices. Sure, his voices were extremely distinct, but...
It was hard to get a sense of this personality.
I'm not entirely pleased with this, but I didn't hate it. So we'll see what happens. I don't know. Somebody else will probably fail.
Yeah.
Epically tonight. They normally do. Fine. I hope you are safe because I wanted you to have immunity.
Well.
But we'll see what happens.
Yeah. All right.
Done?
Yeah.
Heaven Incarnate, you're up.
You understand? You understand? No, you don't understand. You think just because you have a PhD and a frame certificate on the wall, that you magically know what I'm feeling? What a little crap. You're just doing your job, making your money. You probably never cared about anyone in your life. Well, I do. I care too much. That's why I'm going crazy. I feel like I'm losing my mind. I keep waking up in the middle of the night, screaming, all drenched in sweat. My mom is dead. She's dead, and I can't even cry. Because if I do, it'll mean that I accept, really accept, that she's gone forever. I don't want to do that. I can't do that! Can you understand that? I can't let my mom be gone. Yes, I need to get some... condoms. Condoms! What kinds have you got? I can't really see. I'm extremely nearsighted. Uh-huh. Glow in the dark? This isn't Halloween! I don't want to scare her, for God's sake! I think I'll, go with Trojans. No, I don't need the Econo Pack. Not that I don't need it, I just prefer to buy them in small quantities. You know, keep them fresh. Size? Well, you better give me the extra large. Of course I'm sure. This isn't like the first time I bought condoms or anything. I buy them all the time. Constantly. Sometimes twice a day. Not that I sleep around or anything. I would never do that. It's just me and my girl. Ma'am, do these come with directions? You guys just don't get it. We just need to remember our roots. Look, all I'm saying is that with all these new graphics and these new systems with these super games with super graphics and... you forget what came before. You forget about the old school, and that is a really bad direction to go. You forget what a real man's game is. Now, Pac-Man, that is a real man's game. Donkey Kong, that is a real man's game. And you know what men were playing back in the day? Pong. Pong! Now that is a real man's game. You've got your ball, you've got your paddle, and you've got your little bricks. Simple, to the point, a real man's game. There is no Fantasy Super Force Mario X-Lax save point. You don't have to call some stupid hotline to figure out the secrets. You don't need to buy a stupid magazine. You bounce the ball off the bricks, and they disappear. When the bricks are gone, you win!
See, I told you someone would screw up worse than the pot. And it happened one person after.
This isn't Heaven's week, is it?
No. First of all, Heaven, you really need to stop sending me an entry, then sending me another entry a day later, and then sending me another entry to replace that, because it's pissing me off, because I can't keep track of how many people we have, and I have so many things to keep track of, and it's one thing I don't need to keep track of, so I don't do it anymore. Okay. I like your laugh.
He got permission.
I liked your laugh on the condoms part. That whole monologue was really good for you. The problem is, The second character was not distinct in either voice or personality. I didn't even realize the second character had come in. It was the same character. He even had like the kind of like soft-spoken way of speaking.
Yeah.
As the first character.
And then the third character.
Trigger.
And then the third character also had that soft way of speaking. Until Tragetry. Pong!
Tragetry.
What?
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
The third character I liked. I thought the third character had good anger and stuff. Tragetry, I can't hear you if you're talking. Did you mute your microphone? Hello,
hello?
Tragetry. There you are.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
It went away. Okay, as I was saying, so then the third one also sounded exactly the same until Pong! And then it got better. But, I mean, Cat.
No, I thought the third one came in on the Pong. Before that, I thought that was the second one.
Nope, it was.
Where was the second one?
The second one was the condoms. The first one was
the
dead mom.
One? I thought that the dead mom and the condoms were somehow linked to the same person.
No.
Good. That makes it far less creepy.
So yeah, there was the dead mom, then there was the condoms, and then there was the video games. Now, obviously, there was a huge issue with you characterizing these, because there was absolutely no difference whatsoever in how you were reading them. I mean, you were saying things all very sad and everything about your mom. And then you were sort of saying things about getting condoms. And then we need to remember our roots, guys. We need to remember where video games came from. Pong! And then you started talking a little faster, and so it got a little more interesting. But, I mean, you can do that. You can talk faster. You can give it a weird quirk. You can come from a different place. You can soften your voice. You can strengthen your voice. You can get more emotional about things than you were before. Just do something to characterize the voices. That's what this challenge is about. Three characters. Three distinct characters.
I think that you have good instincts. You're a good actor, but I don't think you're ready yet for this competition. I think that this week has shown that you're not ready yet.
Yeah.
And that it's gone over your head at this point.
Yeah.
If you're still around next week, I hope you bring it hardcore. If I don't know. It doesn't look good for you, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look good. But we're only on the second one. Two people could go overtime or screw up even more.
Okay.
Let's
we're
just
done.
See how far tonight descends.
Okay.
We're done. Next up is...
Faded!
Phantom.
Hi, is this the Studio C waiting room for the Three Sisters audition?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my heavens, it's so humid! I bet you're auditioning for Olga, huh?
Why? Because Olga is older and homely? Because she's a spinstress, has virtually no life of her own, and is usually thought of to be the least interesting of the three sisters? Would that be it?
Well, no. I think I'll just start over. Hi.
Hi.
I'm Elizabeth Cartwright from Lavernia, Texas. This is my very first New York audition, and I am so jumpy my breasts bob even when I walk real slow. What's your name?
Casey Mulgraw. One of my breasts had to be surgically removed because of malignancy.
Oh my god!
Want to try another take?
No! I mean, I'd like you to forgive me. I'm really sorry for your troubles, and it looks like they did a real good match.
And yes, I'm auditioning for Olga for obvious reasons.
I'm auditioning for Masha!
Ah, the dark, passionate, amoral poetress. I'm dark, men call me passionate, and I'm definitely amoral, and I've actually had several poems published, but they never, never let me read for the part.
Because you're a little bit plain?
Thank you for speaking the unspeakable.
Oh, I did it again! I'm, oh my, very nervous, but that's just no excuse. I would like to say I'm in way over my head, and could I have a hug?
Ahem. I am Holly Seab, which probably goes without saying. I'll play Masha.
Oh my god, pardon me, Jesus, it's Holly Seab! I love your TV show. Your character is just so kooky and glamorous. You have such great timing. I learned everything I know about foreplay from your show. You are so liberated. Oh my god, pardon me, Jesus, are you gonna be in the play?
Yes, I am.
She's gonna be in the play! This is way too cool! Isn't this cool?
Yes, cool.
I mean, here I am, just out of drama school and talking with a great actress from TV. It just makes me want to cry.
Don't cry.
Holly, can I ask you a question about acting?
I don't know anything about acting.
Okay, then. Have you had breast implants?
Yes.
That makes me feel better.
Here's the deal. I'm rich and famous and you need me. I like them and I'm bored with auditions, so they're over and these two are in the play. I'm going to play Masha because it's the best part and the most powerful person plays the best part. That's one of Hollywood's 10 commandments. The little sweet one from Texas should play Arena, because I say so, and also because she's the youngest and you're the youngest and you would be really good doing her because you have yet to become a completely calcified diva. Oh, and the Olga, well, she's Olga. Ah, everything's copacetic.
What'd you think, Trigatree?
I think that your Irina and your Olga were really funny. Your Holly Masha person was... she had a personality, I thought, at first, but then it went on and I got confused.
Which one was the character that was, like, the star?
The star was Holly. She wanted to play the character of Masha.
Dragon Knight Tara. The third character that came in was so Dragon Knight Tara.
What? Why? Because she sounded...
Because she talked like this.
Okay.
Apparently, I like the dichotomy of the first...
Dragon Knight Tara is a diva? Anyway, go on.
I like the dichotomy of the first two characters. How dry the second one was and how perky the other one was.
Mm-hmm.
The third character was different than the other two.
She was definitely different, but I got confused at the end for some reason, despite the fact that I had a pretty clear understanding of who was who.
It sounded I just got bored with it.
It sounded like Masha and Olga's voices ran together at some point, because Irina certainly wasn't either of those voices. Either that or you had some other person come in? No, I think you had Holly do that thing at the end.
It was... I don't know how, like, the first two characters were delivered really well, too. The third character, it just bored me, like, the delivery, you just kind of went on and on. But you characterized all three, and they're all distinct characters. Mm-hmm. I wasn't confused as to who was talking at any point.
You characterized the Masha character, you just didn't give her much of a personality, is what I felt.
Right, yeah. But I thought you did the best so far tonight. Mm-hmm. So,
well,
if we're only eliminating two people... If we're only eliminating two people, that's two people that you're better than, so you should be okay.
Yeah. Unless fun fact here. Fun fact. Did you know that Sunshine McDuff played Olga?
I don't care.
I know.
I don't like Sunshine McDuff. Okay. Sunshine McDuff's a bitch. That's my fun fact. Fun fact, Sunshine McDuff is a bitch.
Well, she knows that.
Snapple facts for the win.
Okay.
Fun fact, in person, Sunshine McDuff is nuts. Snapple facts. Are we done?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.